most effective enemy, hatred of the person envied. I just don't like him. I don't like her. I don't know why. We're making a retreat. I'm looking into my soul, and you with God's grace have to look into your souls. Why don't I like, as we casually say, some person? Oh, they suspect envy. Second, criticism of the envied person. Nobody envies a failure. Everybody envies, pardon me, everybody is tempted to envy a successful person. Third effect, detraction. Detraction of the envied person's character. Saying things without even realizing why some persons regularly come up in conversation as the object of detraction, which is damaging another person's character. And remember, detraction is something which is true but should not be said under this person, under these conditions. Fourth, resentment. Resentment of the envied person's prosperity, of the other envied person's praise, the envied person's achievement. Know how much all of us, beginning with a speaker, need to examine our consciences and finally talk about being demonic. One of the results of envy is joy. Joy that the envied person has some misfortune or adversity. Oh, how people can mask their envy. Oh, the sympathy they can pour out. The theatrical language they can use. But serves him right. We're dealing here with the depths of fallen human nature. And, my dear friends in Christ, we all have a fallen human nature. Finally, enemies. In the last analysis, the remedy for envy is the practice of charity. However, concretely, to cure ourselves of envy, the masters of the spiritual life recommend the following. To be exact, four. Cultivate the habit of thinking kindly of the person you are tempted to envy. And we know that spiritual life begins in the mind. Virtue is founded on the mind. Even as virtue, so vice is based on the mind. Think kindly of the person that we are tempted to envy. and your fathers. May I plead with you in teaching your children. You know from experience a way that I don't even know, but I know enough about. One of the hardest things in raising a family is to protect one's children from envying one another. Because no two children are understandably the same. And then, for example, in measuring the attention or affection that you give to one of your children, remember, the other children are tempted to envy. There was a place, families that had been destroyed because the parents did not realize the spontaneous built-in tendency to envy, and even among their youngest children. Second, proposed remedy. Act kindly to the person or persons whom you are tempted to envy. And I would even add, and do so even selectively. Of course, what shall I say? Go that on. In other words, a person should not, to say the least, know why you are being, shall I say, selectively kind towards some person. As a remedy for envy. Thirdly, it's a little different. Do good to the person or persons that you are tempted to envy. Acting kindly is more in how we behave towards other people. Doing good is what we give other people. And the deepest need of the human heart is for love. That is why in heaven, as we pray the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Over the centuries, the saints have told us one of the greatest gifts of our happiness in heaven. And remember, no two people in heaven will be equally happy. That's our faith. That nobody will envy anybody. Do good. Give to those whom you are tempted to envy, giving them especially and sincerely from the depths of your heart, your love. And most obviously, pray. Pray for the people who you are tempted to envy. Says St. John Chrysostom, for those who conquer, he calls it the demon of envy. There's a double crown. The crown of victory. Victory over the most insidious passion of the human heart. And the crown of reward for the practice of charity. Because there's only one sure remedy for the vice of envy, and that is Christ-like charity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.